Struggling with your faith? You're not the only one. You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show.
Stop me now. If you've heard this one before, I've got a tail that wags the dog. Don't know how, but they beat our plowshares into swords. Send the kids back off to war. This is not the way it's meant to be, and anyone can see that, because we've gone too far. Yeah, we're in too deep, being swept away by a tidal wave of lies and deceit. When we cross the line between fiction and reality, we trip the minds when we stumble on the truth. Oh, can you tell me, is it too late now to turn it around? Got a feeling that we've forgotten what we're fighting for. I just shot myself in the foot. Now I'm limping away back to the place where it all began, into your open arms again.
All right, folks, it's time. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. Where we feature a prominent singer-songwriter from the GTA or somewhere else around the world. You know what? We've had people from all over the place come in and do this thing here. Over the last 25 years, Kev Morris has honed his talent as a singer-songwriter, guitar player in various bands, including being a co-founder of the storytelling group The Great Wooden Trio, who since its formation in 98 are still a part of the art scene around Southern Ontario and the GTA. Through a variety of musical incarnations, much of his songwriting was a collaborative effort. This experience came as he co-wrote material with his band Greytown, not to be confused with Ghost Town, which is Tim's old band, eventually leading to third place honors in Q107's Homegrown Contest and a video on Much Music in the early 90s when he still had the same hair he has now. After recording his first live solo CD in 2010, his desire to pursue a solo career was solidified. Kev, along with his bandmates Greg Woods on drums, Jeremy Giesbrett, he plays bass and he also plays his keys, have just released their latest album, In the Blood. Armed with new material, they hope to bring some new fans into the fold of their Power Roots trio. With engineer Tim Alberts, True Music Studios, at the helm, this new CD also features a killer string section with these two lovely ladies, Sharon Thiessen on cello, or cello, and Sarah Featherstone on violin. Kev Morris, welcome.
Thanks, Drew.
I like your guitar. I want to start off with that first, please, if you don't mind. What series Taylor is that?
That's 714.
It's a
cedar top.
Sexy beast.
Yeah.
Just you, like you, actually.
You are, oh, why, thank you.
Why, thank you.
You are in the Taylor family as well?
Only from a distance.
From a distance.
Well, I have a jumbo guild, a 76 jumbo guild, and back when they made guilds properly.
Nice.
And I just can't give that up.
No, nor should you.
No. Well, I was just saying off air, you know, I kind of felt that we'd had you on the show before, but we hadn't, and my apologies. I'm so sorry it's taken so long.
Yeah, no worries.
Because everybody that I know knows you says you to bomb.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
And we know a lot of people in common.
We do know a lot of people in common. We first met at what, Paul B. Smith Academy?
At People's Youth Group.
Yeah, oh, it was the youth
group. I didn't go to the Paul B. Smith Academy.
Where did you go?
At that point in time, I was at George Vanier secondary school. So in the same hood down the street.
Yeah.
So, but I may as well have gone there because I was always at People's all the time.
Yeah. So. Those are the days. You know, I had a tough year that year. But I do have some great memories. And I remember the youth pastor, although I don't remember his name.
Mel Svensson.
Mel Svensson.
Yes. Yeah. Good old
That's
man.
So funny. And, of course, Phil Cerez in the gang.
Yeah.
Phil and I used to run through the halls pretending we were Starsky and Hutch.
A couple who of morons. Who was who? That's what I want to know.
Doesn't matter. Anyway, well, listen, no more rambling. Can we do a song first, and then we'll ramble some more afterwards?
Sure, absolutely.
What song are we going to do?
We're going to do the first track off of the new CD, and this is called Happy Ever After.
And, folks, again, the new CD, I mean real new CD, it's called In the Blood, and this is track one, Happy Ever After.
Some will say love is nothing but a crazy fantasy. We waste away every hour in the hope of what will be. Better days, the future's in our hands and we still hold the key. Well, that's okay, an open book is what I want my life to be, life to be. Say what you want, the story is ours to tell. You're my happy ever after. All through the years, love will be burning bright, right across the sky. Oh, won't you shine on us tonight? Our hearts will ignite with words of eternal love. 'Cause you're my happy ever after love. Uncertainty, it's the only thing that we can know for sure. 'Cause we can see the future just about as far as our front door. But you and me will write the chapters of our life, and before you know it, we'll be free to turn the pages, never knowing what's in store, what's in store. Can say what you want, the story is ours to tell. You're my happy ever after. All through the years, love will be burning bright, right across the sky. Oh, won't you shine on us tonight? Our hearts will ignite with words of eternal love. You're my happy ever after love. You can say what you want, the story is ours to tell. You're my happy ever after. All through the years, love will be burning bright. You can say what you want, story is ours to tell. You're my happy ever after. All through the years, love will be burning bright, right across the sky. Oh, won't you shine on us tonight? Our hearts will ignite with words of eternal love. 'Cause you're my happy ever after. You're my happy ever after. You're my happy ever after love. Oh yeah. La da da da, la da 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 da. La da da da, la da 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 da.
Kim Morris and the Drew Marshall Show. Well done, buddy.
Thank
Fantastic.
You.
Great little sound you have, by
Thanks.
Golly. Okay, so you've been a muso for your entire stinking life. Did you grow up in a music family?
No, I did not, actually. Not so much. I've apparently...
Do you know the milkman well?
Yeah. Saw that coming. Apparently, way back in my family history, there's some musicians in the mix. But I guess since high school, that's really when I started.
Did you play guitar at the youth group?
No.
Would I remember that?
No, I was just starting at that point in time.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I worked at the gas station at Bayview and Shepherd, the SO.
Really?
Night shift. And I got my first guitar probably around age 17, it would have been. It was my friend's brother's guitar, and I bought it off him for $15.
Nice.
Because his brother was in England for a year. And at the SO station overnight shift, I just knocked off every Rush tune that I knew and everything else that I could get my hands on. That's where I learned to play.
Folks, this is radio, so you don't get this, but he has the most amazing hair. And Tim and I don't.
Yeah.
You did.
Well, no. I had a fro back then.
Amazing hair.
Yeah, I had a fro. Tim had a mullet. I had a fro. Yeah. And yeah, you've been cool your whole life.
Yeah, baby.
So influences, typical sort of musician interview question.
Yeah.
Who?
Like from way back. I mean, I was a prog rock guy, like everybody else in that generation. So I listened to a lot of Rush, but then I went through some weird periods. There was a time for about 2 years in junior high that I was heavily into funk, actually, like underground funk, like Parliament and Funkadelic.
Nice.
And Bootsy Collins.
Nice.
And all these, yeah, the George Clinton crowd. Earth, Wind, and Fire. So I kind of got a real R&B kind of side to me as well, for sure. And then
that might have helped with your rhythm.
It helped with the rhythm. Certainly did. Yeah,
especially being a white guy.
Exactly. and then more recently, I've tapped into guys like Luke Doucette. I don't know if you know mm-hmm. him. He used to play guitar for Sarah McLachlan. And he's in a band now with his now wife, Melissa McClellan, called White Horse.
Is he expecting another wife?
No.
Okay.
Still, yeah, the only one as far as I know.
Okay.
But yeah, met him at Mariposa and just fell in love with his music. And
speaking of Sarahs, let's talk about the Sarah that doesn't spell her name normally.
Sarah.
Oh, yeah, Sarah. First time I saw her, Jacob Moon and I were at Hughes Room. And I think he was doing maybe a James Taylor cover night.
Oh, yeah.
And Sarah walked in, and I sort of said, who the heck's that? Because she's not hard to look at.
Yep.
And then I saw her on stage at the Lula Lounge during an indie chick night.
Okay.
All these fantastic bands were up on stage, and she just killed it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, she's got the look, got the whole thing going.
Totally.
Just a crazy, crazy violinist.
Yeah, yeah.
Really talented cat.
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
And now, I should probably say all those sort of lovely things about your cello player, but I don't think I know her.
Yeah, Sharon.
Sharon.
Yeah, I don't...
Where is Sharon from?
In Toronto.
Okay.
Yeah, they both are in the city. Glenn Soderholm, Glenn quite well. Yeah, he's a good friend of mine, and I always tease him because they were sort of his two string players that played along with him. And
yeah.
I was like, I'm just going to borrow those guys for a while, if that's okay.
Nice.
Yeah, and they're awesome.
So, by the way, can people get this now, this CD?
Yep.
Because this is like pretty hot. When did it drop, man?
It's only a week and a half old, so still smell it. The only two locations actually are both in Halton right now. There's a little place called Music in the Wood up in Rockwood,
okay.
And a little cafe in Acton called Roxy. So they're both available there now. But I'm planning to try and hit some maybe church bookstores and such.
So is this a God CD?
No, it's not. I have a live CD.
You have a CD called In the Blood, and it's not a God CD?
Well, there's a bit of a reference there, but it's...
Because when I first found out, when you told me, I texted, I said, dude, what's the name of the CD? Because I couldn't find it in the... It's
power
in the Blood. Oh, I thought, what have I got myself into? Why did I ask this guy to come on the show?
Yeah.
Why'd you call it In the Blood?
It references, you're not entirely wrong. Like, everything is going to be viewed through slightly spiritual lenses for me.
Sure.
But it's the notion that, especially in Christian circles, that the power, you know, of God to change people's lives happens so incrementally and so slightly. And I find that the more I get to know people, they want to make change in their life, but there's just certain things about their personality that are just, that's who they are. It's like literally in the blood. And I think that it's like on the spiritual side of things, it's more important for us to celebrate our individuality and the way we've been created to be a certain way. But the flip side of that coin is people who are struggling with things in their life. Their need to change is there, but it's hard for them to do it. So mm-hmm. it's a sort of a blanket idea that I think we're all sort of a part of.
So do you have a mindset you want people to, or you hope people are able to get in after listening to your CD?
Yes, yeah, definitely. It's I've often described it actually as a love letter to my family first and foremost. I'm a general contractor full-time, and I spend long hours at work away from them. And a lot of the songs actually are about my desire to be all things to all people. Hmm. And so it's a sort of a call out to my wife and my kids that, you know, I'm out there providing, but I miss you terribly, and I still love you so much. Hmm. So they're really songs from a working man's perspective. That's sort of the curve. There's only 8 songs on the disc, and I kind of did that on purpose because nobody listens to CDs and albums the same way we used to. Mm. Everybody's MP3s, right? Like, I like this one and this one and this one.
Yeah.
I've kind of designed it to listen to it from start to finish. It does tell a bit of a story if you really look into the lyrical content. Yeah.
Speaking of general contracting, nice job on the Service Ontario building.
Oh, thanks. You saw that?
I did. A little creeping on you before you came on the show. Yeah, that's quite a.
You saw the before and after?
I did.
Oh, wonderful.
I did. Can you do that with me?
The before and after?
Yes. You can fix me up, please.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whole
Fitness Canada. That's
do you want
right.
the mullet or do you want the fro?
Ooh, that's hard. Can I have a frullet?
A frullet.
Or
moan. No, I don't want to moan.
Moan.
Oh, moan. Tim, there's a reason you don't have a mic during this segment.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, let's
go. Are you the Paul Schaefer of the Letterman show?
He totally is. We got to get you some sunnies. Can we do another song?
Absolutely.
Is that cool?
Yep.
Set it up, man.
This is Smile, which is what the title of the disc was going to be originally, and then sort of in the 11th hour sort of changed my mind to the In the Blood vibe. So this song is called Smile.
To worry about tomorrow, this is what you always say. Today has trouble of its own, it fades away. But if we could walk on water just like we did young, and all the songs we sang that made you smile, fill our hearts again. But it doesn't take a miracle for me to see our cup is full of love and mystery. Find a way, and in the end, I just wanna see you smile, smiling again. I just wanna see.
my love. Walk away so downhearted when the answer isn't easy. You know love will find a way, and in the end, I just wanna see you.
Beautiful stuff, man. Kev Morris on the Drew Marshall Show. Very well done, man. Nice. You know, that riff there is, I don't know, I hear Time of Your Life. Who sings is that's not Green Day, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally
hear that riff, and I think they should sue you for that. And what else I've been picking up here, and I know this is always, it's, you know, some artists dig this, and most really don't care, but I have to say it anyway. You know, when you hit that higher sort of falsetto range,
mm-hmm.
I just hear, I don't know if you ever listened to Seals and Crofts, but man, are you in that pocket.
Summer dreams make me feel
thank you. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right there, man.
Yeah. Man. Well, you asked about influences. I mean, my eldest brother worked for Sam the Record Man back when the Young Street store was there and everything, like as a sales guy way up in the upper echelon of the company, so to speak. And I had access to, like, everything. So I was listening to Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon when I was 8 years old, much to the chagrin of my parents.
Yeah, and children's
age. Devil music, you know, so... So, so Seals, like, you name it, I've heard all of that, so they're all influences.
What did you grow up in spiritually? Did you grow up in, like a God family and big into the Jesus stuff? And
yep, most definitely, yeah. We, before we came to Peoples, like, where you and I met, we until I was about 6 years old, were attending a Methodist church. So, actually, to my parents' credit, they found that actually a little bit too straight-laced for their liking. So they wanted something a little more, Bible-based, you know, great preaching and all that good stuff, but something that was less about lifestyle issues and more about the gospel.
Right.
Yeah, which I thought, you know, that was actually very pivotal for me, not knowing at the time when I'm only six, that moving to, you know, a non-denominational church like Peoples was... It was helpful for me.
Back with and Paul B. Smith.
Yeah.
And who was the music guy there? Williams?
Yeah, David Williams.
David Williams. Yeah. David, he'd get a little twitchy neck thing going, you know? Yeah, it's like his collar was always too tight.
Yeah.
Itchy and scratchy. Kind of it's what somebody, Mel used to call him, itchy and scratchy. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's definitely my...
Okay, let me ask you this. Normally, I don't get into spiritual stuff with the musos, but because I know a bit more about you and your background, and we knew each other back in sort of youth group days, which is just so weird.
I know. It's like a lifetime.
Has your spiritual stuff changed? I would imagine everybody's spiritual stuff changes over the years, but is there stuff that you used to believe that you no longer believe? I like asking that question of a lot of different guests.
Yeah, of course.
Because I remember, this is a long question, but just bear with me for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I saw Billy Graham on, in his last appearance on Larry King, and Larry brought this up with me, actually. He said, Larry likes to ask the question of all the God people. So if I don't believe in Jesus, am I going to hell? Basically,
right?
Exclusivity question.
Yeah.
And Billy said, Larry, all I know is that without Jesus, there's no guarantee.
Right.
And I thought that was an interesting way to phrase that.
Sure.
And he got panned by all the fundamentalists. I mean, he really did.
Oh, because he was on
because
the
fence. Because he was, yeah, that's what it sounded like, right? Yeah, you know, I just thought it was a wise way to answer the question.
Sure.
That's all.
That's a very Jesus thing to do.
Exactly. Yeah. Or they, you know, the better way is, I don't know, what do you think?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I'm paying a counselor to say that to me. Really?
Yeah.
So I know that Billy Graham over the years has lightened up.
Mm-hmm.
And some would say, oh, he's gotten wishy-washy and liberal and, you know, he's going to hell. Okay, fine. You're a jerk for saying that, but
yeah.
I see what they're saying. Mm-hmm. What about you? Do you think you've lightened up over the years? Do you think you've changed over the years spiritually? Do you think you're just the same?
Mm-hmm.
What and this is the longest question in the world.
It's all good.
Is it the longest question in the world?
Really?
It's like working with the longest song.
It's like working with Rain Man. It's exactly what this is like.
Yeah, an excellent drummer.
You know what? I've forgotten what I was going to say, go ahead.
No, has he changed?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think for sure, of course, I've changed, yeah. But the change is, it's like an ever-present part of the way I think my spiritual walk goes. Because it's... I would say that I was heavily involved in my church in Milton, so I was the worship leader there for over a dozen years, like nonstop. Yeah, did the classic burnout thing, like just got way too involved and loved every minute of it.
You mean burned out from the whole thing, or just burnt like sick of Hillsongs?
No, we didn't do Hillsong a whole lot. Yeah,
okay.
We tapped more into the UK vibe,
right,
with Matt Redman and
all those
guys. Yeah, great songwriters, actually. I got just with work and family and everything else, and kind of left that post. Things were a little bit rough between the leadership and I because it was all volunteer, quote unquote, and blah blah blah. But at the end of the day, I had to really question, you know, why did I do it in the first place?
Yeah,
what was my motive? My motive is love, like to love. You know, I love people.
Really?
Yeah, you really do. Yeah, in spite of some of the things I do. But yeah, so it's changed in the sense that I think age and being a husband and a father has tempered my views a little bit. But I never was one to get into like the really fundamentalist headspace. Like I could never go there. I was always very much like, I know they use that phrase a lot now, the red letter Christian, you know, that Campolo type of thinking, sensibility. But I realized that that's more the way I've lived my life as a Christian anyway, is not the whole "what would Jesus do" kind of thing, but when you really look—it's
really scary the way you just said that.
Yeah, what would Jesus do?
Seals and crosses.
Oh my God! No, actually, sorry, I just thought of something funny. I get a little sidetracked.
So are you saying there's three ADD guys in one room right now?
Yeah, I get the squirrel. I get distracted easily too. But yeah, it's more that Christ. Every time I look at any example of his life. I always worry about phraseology, like modeling my life after Christ and all that. But really, that's what it's boiled down to for me. I never did buy into the whole sort of the necessary organization that the church is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's kind of indicative of all organisms, right? There's always a hierarchy. There's always rules. So I can kind of go, yeah, I know that that's the way it has to be. But we have to operate inside of a broken system everywhere, whether it's family, church, government, schools, you know. So I find that I've looked at who Christ is and just tried to love people in the moment. I guess kind of incarnational in a lot of ways. And that's good and bad for a guy like me, because the burnout that I was describing is just because I was just going whole hog on it, right? That's my personality, is to like whatever I get into, like I really get into it,
right.
Until I go, holy, like I'm like, where's the time gone, you know? Anyway, So it's changed. It's changed in a good way, I think. Like, I've gone through some bad shite, and it's kind of, you know, it's, I've come out the other side better, I think, as a person. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're here. We're going to spin another one of your tracks here just while we take a wee short break, and we'll come back with more of Kev Morse here on The Drew Marshall Show. In the Blood, the title track from In the Blood here on The Drew Marshall Show. Kev Morse, that's who you're listening to right now. Folks, a short break, and we'll be back with more of Kev Morse live.
Laying down, I'll wallow for a while. And when I come around, my heart'll be out on my sleeve. Thought that you would know by now. If only you could see through my eyes for just one day. Look into my troubled past and wonder why you're made this way. I wanna run away from myself until I'm free, but I never will escape the shadows of my head still. Nothing you can do, there's nothing you can say to make me change my ways. So tap into my veins and strike them on the low.
Folks, you're listening to a little Kev Morse. This is fresh CD called In the Blood, and he's here in studio about to perform live.
Watch them fade away. Yeah.
thanks for tuning in. You are listening to The Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca, and we're live on Real Radio, sort of. Joy 1250 on your FM dial. Good luck finding us. And we are on your TuneIn app on your smartphone as well. Special thanks to Tim the Tool. It's his last week next week until the big summer break. And then we come back around September 20th, I think, for season 12 of The Drew Marshall Show. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous. We're here in studio with Kev Morse. Kev, tell us about the Great Wooden Experiment. What are they called? What were you called again? What are you called?
The Great Wooden Trio. The right. World's only four-man trio. There's four of us.
And it's a storytelling group? Do you perform in libraries for children?
Sometimes, but not that often.
Do you do like spoken word things where at the end of it people snap?
I was hoping that that would be the case when I joined the group, but no.
No snapping?
No beatnik stuff.
No?
No.
Do you have one? Did you ever do one where I'm spiritual, not religious? No, I love... What was that guy? Remember that video that just went crazy viral? He was into Jesus, but not religion? Anybody?
That young kid that spoke a word thing? No idea.
Okay, shut up. Anyway, are you guys doing
that
your...
That guy about that one thing?
Yeah, with the thing and the...
the stuff about Jesus?
What about the Great Wooden Trio? Are you still going?
Yes, yeah, we are. We started back in 98, and our good friend Brad Woods, he became interested in storytelling as an art form. But he was too nervous to kind of go up on stage on his own.
Well, that's not going to work.
Yeah, exactly. So he recruited the one guy that I know that is never nervous on stage, which is Jeff Bershey. And he and I have co-written music together since the mid-80s.
Did you say co-written?
Co-written music. Yeah, yeah. Those are co-written fighting words. That's how it formed, and then we've been doing it for 15 years. But we've been all over the place. We've played Mariposa Folk Festival a couple of times, Toronto Roots.
Is it God stuff?
Again, has that bent sometimes, but not, no.
It's subversive. Definitely.
It is, yeah. It's under the surface. No, Brad writes, probably over half of them are his own stories, and then he draws upon world stories and lore. And then Jeff and I write songs and bring Brad's brother, Greg Woods, who plays on my disc, to do percussion. And it's pared down, so it's just one acoustic guitar, two vocals. Bershey's got the big rock voice. I've got the Neil Young backup pretty voice. And then Greg Woods plays percussion and Brad tells stories.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's great. It's been so well. Like, people love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they totally eat it up. Because they often think storytelling, children... Stuff.
Or preaching.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, exactly. Subtle preaching. Yeah. Can you do another song for us, please?
Absolutely.
That's kind of why you're here.
Absolutely.
What are you doing?
This is the last song on the disc called Trust of a Child. And this one has special importance because my daughter, who is now 17, she and I co-wrote this together.
Very cool.
And she's featured on the CD as well.
Excellent.
Singing.
So. I love it. All right, folks. For the last time ever. on the Drew Marshall Show, Mr. Kev Morse, Trust of a Child, off his latest CD, In the Blood.
I cannot see where you be, the light that guides me. And if I cannot feel where you be, the hand I reach for, with the trust of a child. With the trust of a child, this is the way you have taught me to pray. With the trust of a child, with the trust of a child, this is the way you have taught me If I cannot hear, will you be the music that fills me? And if I cannot speak, will you be the words that define me? With the trust of a child, with the trust of a child, this is the way you have taught me to pray. With the trust of a child, with the trust of a child, this is the way you have taught me.
Play, man. Seriously, that was beautiful playing. Really, really well done. Folks, Kev Morris live on the Drew Marshall Show. If you want to find out more about him, you got to creep on him on Facebook. You'll find him there, and eventually he'll get a big bad website.
That's right. Yep.
Thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
I'm sorry it's taken so long to have you. Yeah.
It's great being here. Thanks for inviting me.
Folks, that's the end of the show. If you missed any of today's show, you want to listen to it again, either or, you can go to our website at the end of the week. We get to it eventually. We load everything back up for your re-listening pleasure. Going out with a little Martin Joseph, Liberal Backslider. Beautiful song. I just thought I might give you a little Irish blessing at the end of today's show. This is to each and every one of you, folks. May the love of our Lord light up your life and also up yours.
The bad thing comes around. Now all these stones are flying. They're gonna knock me to the ground. I am a liberal backslider. Sliding about 10 years. People ask me how I'm doing, and I come from all their fears. I'm swearing like a trooper, and I'm drinking like a bum. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun. Well, I take a stand on justice, and I take a stand on race. I'm gonna take me a TV evangelist and punch him in the face. I sing about the hope that's in me, and that's why the poor aren't fed. But if I don't toe the party line, it'd be better if I were dead. I am a liberal backslider, sliding about 10 years. People ask me how I'm doing, and I come from all their fears. I'm swearing like a trooper, and I'm drinking like a bum. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun.
Hey, folks, I want to tell you about the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. You ready for this? For $12.50, that's right, only $12.50, we'll mention your organization's name, website, and a brief description. Did you catch that? During each show, we'll read out your organization's name, website, and a brief description for only $12.50. Now, obviously, there's no point in doing that only once during a four-hour show, so we'll read your advertisement four times per show for an entire month, and each time we do it, it'll only cost you $12.50. It's kind of like putting an advertisement up on every church bulletin in the GTA, except you don't have to get permission from that grumpy old lady at the front desk. Now look, because there are limited spots available for our 1250 special, why don't you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250. Now sure, we're right in the middle of things here in the show, but if you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250, we'll take your name and number and call you back on Monday to sign up for the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. This is nuts. Are you sure we want to do this? How am I supposed to make any money?